Sophia Institute Press presents A Mind at Peace, Reclaiming an Ordered Soul in the Age of Distraction. Written by Christopher O. Bloom and Joshua P. Hochschild. Read by Chris Larson. A Prayer of St. Augustine. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. Foreword. Lord Jesus, may I know myself and may I know you. St. Augustine. St. Augustine famously defined peace as, quote, the tranquility of order, end quote. We all intuit the truth of that statement. We know that if we ourselves are properly ordered in the various dimensions of our lives, in our union of body and soul, of intellect, will, and passions, then we will be at peace no matter the difficulties around us. By the same token, we know that if we lack that interior order, if we are at odds with ourselves, then no amount of external order can bring us peace. But we live in a schizophrenic culture. As much as we might want that peace, we still desire the world's distractions. We love the gifts of the digital age, big data, connectivity, constant streaming, and so forth. Even as we sense a need for quiet, for relief from information and communication overload. We want both the promises of the digital age and the habit of recollection, mindfulness, as it is now fashionable to say. It is increasingly clear how difficult it is to have both, to be at once digitalized and recollected. Our tools have gotten in the way. Of course, all tools get in the way. While you use a hammer, you cannot shake hands. When you saw wood, you cannot write a letter. But what we experience now is different. Our tools, the new digital technologies, do not just get in our way, but get in the way of ourselves. The insertion of digital technology into every sphere of life disconnects us not just from this thing or that, but from our very selves. To think, reason, see, and touch have all taken on new meaning. Indeed, our humanity now seems proportioned to technology. The smartphone was initially designed to the human hand, to fit its size, shape, and motion. Now we fit ourselves to our digital devices. They have become the measure. We bring them everywhere, to work, in the car, on the plane, on the train, and turn to them for every need. As we say, there's an app for that. We even describe ourselves in their terms. People outsource their memory and process rather than think. Human sight, meant to gaze on God's creation, now looks at everything through a screen. For many people, the sense of touch is engaged most of all on a touchpad. Salvation, on the other hand, is proportioned to our humanity. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. God did not demand that we rise to His level. He proportioned Himself to us, so that we mere creatures can receive His grace and truth. Thus, the language of salvation is that of the human senses. Hear, O Israel! Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Behold the Lamb of God, take and eat. The Church's sacramental economy likewise depends on simple human acts: pouring water, anointing with oil, eating bread, drinking wine, speaking vows. The psalmist addresses God as Salutare Vultus Mei, the Savior of my face. Psalms 42:6 and 12 and 43:5.